It's time for our weekly chat with Rich Copley from the Lexington Herald-Leader as we take a look at this weekend's arts and cultural offerings. Rich, I guess tis the season for the holiday shows because it's time to talk about Elf the Musical.
It is, whether you like it or not, whether you're one of those people who wants to hold off the Christmas stuff until after Thanksgiving, which I admit I tend to be that guy, but then I'm also putting Elf the Musical on the cover this week, so I guess there's a bit of a contradiction there. Elf the Musical is coming to open the Broadway live season at the Opera House. And, you know, every year Hollywood puts out, you know, a couple of new Christmas-themed musicals, holiday-themed movies, I should say. And, you know, they always hope that it will catch on and become that perennial Christmas classic that gets shown and bought over and over again, but very few of them really make it to that level, and I think we could all agree that Elf is one of them, the Will Ferrell movie about Buddy Elf, who was an orphan who got taken up to the North Pole and discovered later in life that, no, he really wasn't an elf, even though he's full of that Christmas spirit, so he goes back to New York City to try to bring back the Christmas spirit in grumpy NYC. And it has become a Broadway musical. It was quite a hit back in 2010 and subsequent seasons, and now it's on the road. And, you know, it's a show that you can very easily see a lot of music being added to and, you know, being fluffed up into a big Broadway extravaganza. So we'll get to experience it here.
Moving on to the Singletary Center for the Arts, Diego Garcia will play the Singletary Center, and Lexington's Bear Medicine is opening that show.
That's right. And, you know, Diego Garcia himself is a pretty well-known name among music fans. He was a former frontman for the indie band Elephant, who now has a very kind of different type of vibe in his solo act, a very romantic kind of Latin-infused songwriter show. And opening the show, they have tapped a local group, Bear Medicine, which in itself is a very unique combination of elements. It's a group that actually started, three of the guys originally formed as kind of a punk rock outfit back a few years ago, and that didn't really work out. And then they reformed with the bass player Seth now taking up cello and much more finger style guitar playing by the frontman Jonathan, and a softer drum treatment, and a flutist has also come on board. And so now it's a much more softer kind of a folk atmospheric type of music, and they just put out their first album in October, and they're going to be, you know, bringing elements of that and other parts of their show to the stage. So I went to see them actually play a noon show at the UK Chandler Hospital the other day, and people were coming up to listen, and they seemed to be very quickly taken by them. So this will be a real good chance for them to get in front of a pretty big audience.
And finally, you know, mainstream country fans have a lot to be excited about lately. Country star Josh Turner will play at the EKU Center.
Yeah, and Josh Turner is kind of he's had a long career in country music now. I mean, where, you know, a field where these days, you know, over a decade really indicates longevity. And he first came to everybody's attention with the kind of gospel-infused song Long Black Train, and it's continued to be out there and recording and kind of defying some of the trends in country music that, you know, go toward a more pop and even hip-hop sound. But Josh Turner really continues to work in a very traditional sound of country, and he'll bring that to the EKU Center stage tonight. So if you're a country fan, particularly if you like it old school, he's a guy to check out.
Rich Copley from the Lexington Herald-Leader, always a pleasure. Thank you so much.
Thank you.